The Genius of Living Now. The Genius of Living Now. We would all love to have the genius of living now in our life experiences. We put off living now for another time. We put off living now for another experience, another world, another life. Why do we put off living now? Why don't we just live now? How can we live now? What does it mean to live now? What does it mean to live in the now? Well, I failed. That's living in the past. I did these things. That's living in the past. I had a wonderful time. That's living in the past. I had a wonderful life. That's living in the past. One day I'd love to do this. That's living in the future. One day I'd love to go fishing or go hunting or go traveling or go doing different things. I'd like to do just all sorts of wonderful things, but one day I'll do it. That's living in the future. The future is never going to come. The past is gone. Now is all we have. And what are we going to do in the now? What are we going to think in the now? We use such phrases as, I am whole and perfect. Now that's now. I like me. Now. I am unconditionally loving now. I am unconditionally loving now. Not tomorrow, not in the past, but now. Whatever I did in the past is gone. Whatever I'm going to do in the future is not yet here. I can only live now. And when I teach myself and train myself and make sure that every thought I have is a now-type thought, then I am living in a very positive, dynamic, forceful, beautiful way. And life is wonderful. Life is truly wonderful, for I live now. We all have dreams. We all have desires. We all have wants that we would like to experience somehow in our life. We all have all these things that would be so exciting for us to do, and we think, one day we'll do that. One day we'll do that. Well, it'd be nice to take a walk. I think I'll do that after supper. No, do that right now. Right now, take a walk. But I've only got about 10 minutes before I have to be up for supper. Supper's going to be at 6, and if I'm not up there, I'm delaying everybody. Well, where is up there? Well, up there is at the monastery. Where are you? I'm in the Hermitage. How far away from the monastery are you? How far away is the Hermitage? Well, the Hermitage is probably about maybe a quarter of a mile at least. Okay. Walk up to the monastery. And then walk back to the Hermitage. And then walk up to the monastery. And then walk back to the Hermitage. And do that as often as you can to have your time and your schedule in there to see what sort of things you can do and then what sort of things you can plan in there. How much can you get in there? How much space can you get in there? How much time can you get in there? How much walking can you get in there? Well, you don't think of that. You know you have 12 minutes before you want to be up at the monastery. And you know that it takes you 5 minutes to walk from the Hermitage to the monastery up the side of the hill. And you know that if you would walk down around the citadel, if you walk down around the citadel, that you would perhaps have 10 minutes because you walk from the Hermitage to the citadel and then up to the Paradise Garden and then from there up to the monastery. So you'd get in about 10 minutes. And then you say, well, I wanted to walk 12 minutes or a little more. All right. Walk up to the citadel, then walk to the Paradise Garden and walk around the Paradise Garden, looking at the Paradise Garden and seeing how it is, and then you made your extra 2 minutes there, then walk up to the monastery and you'll be ready for dinner. And you'll have done your time and you've done your walk. And it's a nice walk and you feel good and you're energized. You're all set to have a wonderful dinner. You're all set to have a peaceful, delightful meal of wonderful sharing, of wonderful talking about all that is good and beautiful in this world. But you're living it now. Every moment is a now moment. Every moment we live it now. Oh, you say, okay, it takes me 45 minutes to do a zip around the property grounds right now. Okay, so I have 44 minutes in which to get up for supper. So I will take a walk around the monastery grounds and I will move a little faster. Or I will take a shortcut. I will slice off one corner so that I will get up there on time. But I'm living now. I'm doing it now. I'm getting my energy in there now. Then later when I want to do other things, I want to read some magazines or I want to write some talks and I want to prepare some information that I'm working on, write letters and answer emails and all that good stuff, I'll have time for it. And I'll have had my walk in, which is invigorating and which is dynamic for my body. It makes me feel all alive and makes every cell of my body just jump with joy. Yes, that's true. That's the way it works. And it's really very exciting. It's very exciting to live in a world in the now. It's sort of defeating to live in the past or to live in the future. And everyone who lives in the past or lives in the future are not being beneficial to themselves. Now, it's true you might write a book about the past. You might dream about the future and write a book about it. But you're doing something now about it. You're living in the now. You're living those experiences as you are writing them. You are living those experiences even though they have not yet happened, as far as you're concerned. Living in the now is a very positive, wonderful aspect of life. If we can train ourselves to be first person present tense positive all the time, always be living in the positive, always be aware of who and what we are and what we're doing, always be dynamic and forceful in that way, our whole life will be filled with dynamics, filled with power, filled with energy, filled with joy, and we will just feel so good inside. We'll see it feel so powerful. We'll see it feel so vital. We'll feel so good. And that feeling good that we generate inside of us is spread out to all in our world. And all in our world feel that goodness and feel that power and feel that energy and feel that allness. They know this. And as they know this, we are just ourselves shining outwardly the beautiful, unconditionally loving being that we are right now. And all the world feels our vibrations. They do. All the world senses our vibrations, and all the world knows that we are happy, joyful, peaceful, and now. Not that we're going to be, and not that we were, but right now. We all want to have that feeling inside of ourselves that life is worthwhile, that life is good and life is beautiful. But the only way we can ever have that and have it be meaningful is when we are in control, when we are directing the activity, when we're directing the show, and we say, now, now is the acceptable time for my good. Now, now I call forth all the universe and speak my word and see it manifest itself in beautiful terms more than I could ever have dreamed. Now. Now is when it happens. Now is when it is. Now is what it's all about. Am I ready for now? Am I ready to live now? Am I ready to be now? Am I ready to be first person, present tense, positive now? If I'm ready, I have before me the most magical, wonderful, desirable, fantastic expression of life that ever existed. And it is mine alone. I share it with none. I only live it myself. But when I live it, I am shining it out. And all the world is shining it back. Because that's who I am. Join me in living in the now. Join me in doing all things in the present tense. Join me in knowing your reality as I know mine. And what a glorious, wonderful, fantastic day that is. Because that's the truth about us, now and for always. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.